In 1997, a billion-dollar warship went dead in the water because of a simple mathematical error, division by zero. The USS Yorktown's computer systems crashed completely, leaving the vessel helpless. This wasn't just a technical glitch. It was the latest chapter in Zero's long history of causing chaos. For millennia, this deceptively simple symbol has toppled philosophical empires, transformed how we understand reality, and continues to confound our greatest minds. Zero isn't just nothing. It's the most powerful idea humanity has ever conceived. It's the key to understanding black holes, the foundation of modern computing, and the secret to our universe's birth. Yet for thousands of years, civilizations refused to acknowledge its existence, fearing what it represented, the void itself. Ancient peoples counted perfectly well without zero. The Egyptians built pyramids, Greeks constructed the Parthenon, Romans engineered continent-spanning aqueducts, all without this number in their toolkit. Why did it take so long for zero to emerge? The answer reveals something profound about human psychology. We're terrified of nothingness. Zero wasn't merely absence. It represented the primordial void, the chaos before creation. Ancient cultures couldn't separate numbers from philosophy, and nothingness challenged everything. A 30,000-year-old wolf bone shows notches in groups of five, sophisticated counting without zero. Some Amazonian tribes still count 1, 2, 2, and 1, never needing nothing. The Babylonians came closest around 300 BCE, inventing a placeholder, two slanted wedges for empty space. But they didn't treat it as a true number, just a gap. Greeks and Romans despised even this, refusing the practical Babylonian system for their cumbersome notation. Zero possessed properties that seemed demonic. Add it to itself and nothing changes. Multiply anything by zero and everything collapses. Divide by zero and you can prove Winston Churchill is a carrot. The entire mathematical framework crumbles. The Greeks built their philosophical universe on one principle: there is no void. Pythagoras, despite his eccentricities, vegetarianism, being avoidance, claims of reincarnation, led followers who believed all is number. When he discovered music was mathematical, with string divisions creating precise ratios, it revolutionized Greek thought. The universe became a grand harmony, with planetary spheres creating cosmic music. But this ratio-based worldview had no room for zero. What shape could zero be? A square with zero dimensions made no geometric sense. The golden ratio appeared everywhere, in the pentagram, the Parthenon, nature itself. But zero was geometrically impossible. When Hippasus revealed a mathematical secret threatening this philosophy, Pythagoras sentenced him to death. For nearly two millennia, Western civilization rejected zero, stunting mathematical growth and creating palindrome chaos that persists today. A child born in 4 BCE would be 5 years old in 2 CE, but subtract those dates and you get the wrong answer. We still live with the consequences of zero's absence. There's no year zero between 1 BCE and 1 C, creating confusion in cross-era calculations. Centuries don't start when we think. A child born January 1, 1 CE turns 99 in year 100, so the second century begins in 101 CE. The third millennium properly started in 2001, not 2000, though we celebrated early. Astronomers sidestep this using the Julian date system, counting days since January 1, 4713 BCE. The confusion stems from mixing cardinality, a number's value, and ordinality, its position. Counting forward starts with 1, but counting backward, like rocket launches, naturally ends at 0. Medieval scholars Dionysius and Bede lacked 0, inheriting ancient prejudices against nothingness. Yet we use zero constantly. Stopwatches begin at 00, odometers at 000, military time at 00 hours. Zero disrupts natural alignment. It comes first, but one is the first counting number. While the West feared the void, Eastern civilizations embraced it, creating the breakthrough that transformed mathematics forever. Zero traveled from Babylon to India with Alexander the Great's invasion in the 4th century BCE. Unlike Europe, India wasn't constrained by Aristotelian philosophy. Hindu religion embraced both infinity and emptiness. Gods like Shiva embodied creation and destruction simultaneously, representing the supreme void from which the universe emerged. This philosophical comfort with the void allowed Zero's transformation from placeholder to true number. By the 5th century CE, Indian mathematicians freed numbers from geometric constraints, birthing algebra and accepting negative numbers that Greeks rejected. Zero found its place on the number line between positive and negative values. When Muslims conquered India, they absorbed the Hindu numeral system. Al-Khwarizmi's writings spread these numerals through the Arab world, giving us algebra and algorithm. The word zero comes from Arabic sif, from sunya, meaning empty, which became zephyrus in Latin. Zero transformed Renaissance art through the vanishing point. Before the 15th century, paintings were flat and distorted. In 1425, Filippo Brunelleschi placed a zero-dimensional point at his drawing center. This vanishing point, representing infinite distance where objects compress to nothing, created such realistic perspective that his painting was indistinguishable from Florence's actual baptistry. When Muslims conquered India, they absorbed the Hindu numeral system. Al-Khwarizmi's writings spread these numerals through the Arab world, giving us algebra and algorithm. The word zero comes from Arabic sif, from sunya, meaning empty, which became zephyrus in Latin. The vanishing point embodied a paradox. Zero, a dimensionless point, meeting infinity, endless space, enabling artists to create convincing depth on flat surfaces. The Catholic Church's stance on zero wavered dramatically, initially embracing Nicholas of Cusa's heretical idea that Earth wasn't the universe's center, then reversing during the Reformation. By 1600, Giordano Bruno was burned at stake for proposing infinite worlds. Mathematics progressed regardless. Descartes positioned zero at his coordinate system's center, merging geometry and algebra. Pascal's vacuum experiments, particularly Torricelli's mercury-filled tube, shattered Aristotle's horror of a vacuum doctrine. Zero and infinity mirror each other uncannily. Multiply either by anything, and you get the same result. Divide by zero, and you get infinity. Divide by infinity, and you get zero. They're opposite faces of one coin, equal forces at the number realm's extremes. Bernhard Riemann's synthesis produced the Riemann sphere, a translucent ball with zero at the south pole and infinity at the north. Replace any number with its reciprocal, and the sphere inverts. Zero becomes infinity, infinity becomes zero. Physics reveals zeros at every scale. Absolute zero, minus 273 degrees below water's freezing point, represents matter drained of energy, yet remains unattainable because any cooling apparatus radiates energy. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle reveals something stranger. Empty space constantly fluctuates with energy. Virtual particles wink in and out everywhere, creating zero-point energy, theoretically infinite power in your toaster's empty space alone. Einstein's relativity produces another paradoxical zero, the black hole singularity, where infinite density compresses to zero volume. The universe itself was born from such a zero, the Big Bang singularity 15 billion years ago. Hubble's discovery of fleeing galaxies revealed an expanding universe that, run backward, leads to that primal zero. String theory attempts to eliminate these troubling infinities by replacing zero-dimensional points with tiny one-dimensional loops. When particles become strings, infinite mass and charge problems vanish. Yet zero may have the final word. Accelerating cosmic expansion, likely driven by vacuum zero-point energy, means our universe will expand eternally and die cold. We began fearing zero as void. We ended discovering it's the foundation of everything, the key behind black holes, the Big Bang, and existence itself.